first coach in the teleconference is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. The Wildcats are 1-2 overall and open Big Ten play on Saturday at Penn State, a noon contest to appear on the Big Ten Network. And in conference news, punter Chris Gerdone was named the Big Ten Special Teams Player of the Week. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you, Scott.
Would you like to go straight to questions?
Yes, please. There we go.
All right, let's take questions from the media.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Fitz, I'm reading a report that Tony Jones practiced in full. What would he mean to your offense to have him back?
Man, I need to start thinking about not having you guys at practice. You know, we'll see how the week progresses.
If you do get him back, what does he add to your offense?
Well, I think it's an obvious answer. I mean, he's a playmaker, and we need playmakers on offense right now. So we'll see how the week progresses.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from one of Austin Ward with ESPN.com.
Hey, Pat, I know this may not be a perfect comparison, but, you know, Penn State has dealt with some off-field issues. You guys had some through the offseason, played some close games early. I wonder if you see any similarity between the two programs, and if you do, why it might be going one way for Penn State and in a different way for you guys. What can make a difference for a program maybe, you know, dealing with some of that stuff?
Oh, I don't think there's a comparison at all. I think you're talking about completely different things.
Okay, thanks,
Beth. Yeah,
you bet. Your next question is from Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Fitz, how did you rate Godwin's play at safety on Saturday?
Yeah, you know, I think I talked a little bit about it yesterday, Teddy. I thought I did, but maybe I didn't. I thought he played well for his first time out. You know, it's one of those situations now where both him and Kyle have had to go into, you know, our last two games. Both guys now have some real-life game experiences, and I think will help both as we move forward. I probably saw the biggest growth in Godwin in the second half, and then the same thing with Kyle. He might not have played as much at safety. I'm talking about Kyle Cairo, but you know, I really thought Kyle played probably his best game in the kicking game on Saturday. So, you know, those guys are just going to continue to get better. And, you know, we're kind of experienced or puppies, you know, kind of across the board in our football team right now. And, you know, to see both those guys fill in, you know, it's not only encouraging for right now, but also encouraging for the future.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, if Fadio Denebo had 3 forced fumbles last week, setting a Big Ten record, talk about his performance against Western.
Yeah, you know, he was really Fadi was really active, Scotty. I mean, he did a great job, number one, playing within the framework of the defense. And then, you know, when we got a chance to pin our ears back a little bit, was able to take advantage of his athleticism and made some big, big plays. And, you know, we're just going to continue to need to see him grow as things move forward.
You have a follow-up from line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
We have a question from Teddy.
Teddy, your line is open.
All right, let's see if we have time for one more question. Do we have any further questions for Coach?
Not at this time.
All right, Coach. Appreciate you joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
No problem, Scotty. That's what happens when you're 1-2, buddy. Have a good one, buddy. Go Cats. Bye-bye.